This is WEON, and you're listening to Gravitas Podcast, making sense of the news.
Our cover story tonight is the world's most pressing concern right now, the global food crisis. There's a serious shortage of food. Everyone is feeling the pinch. No matter which part of the world you're in, you're paying more at supermarkets. For some people, these price hikes and shortages can be life-threatening. More than 200 million people the world over could starve in the coming months if supplies are not restored. 200 million. And this may just be the beginning. The United Nations says if the world does not act immediately, these shortages will continue for decades. The scale of the problem is immense, and no country can fix it alone. So what's causing these shortages? As the world remains caught in multiple wars, are food supplies being weaponized? Is someone holding the world hostage by hoarding grains? The United States is pointing fingers at Russia. The Americans are blaming Vladimir Putin for the shortages. They say the Russian invasion of Ukraine has disrupted food supply chains. And now Russia wants to starve the world to win the war. Listen to what the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said.
The consequences of these actions have been devastating. The food supply for millions of Ukrainians and millions more around the world has quite literally been held hostage by the Russian military. The Russian government seems to believe that using food as a weapon will help accomplish what its invasion has not, to break the spirit of the Ukrainian people.
Now that's a big charge. Antony Blinken made that statement at a special session of the United Nations Security Council, the UNSC. They were discussing the global food shortages. America's charge is quite clear. They say there's enough food in the world, but it's not reaching those who need it because Russia will not allow it. Does this case hold water? Is Russia indeed using food as a weapon? Who is hoarding the world's food? On Gravitas tonight, that's what we'll discuss. We'll start with examining America's allegations. They say the Russian military is holding the world's food supply. How? By blocking food consignments at ports. That's America's accusation. Russian forces have blockaded Ukrainian shipping ports, and these are not empty ports. About 28 million tons of grain is stuck there in Ukraine. And that's enough to feed millions of people around the world. Ukraine grows enough food to feed 400 million people every year. With Russia, it supplies 30% of the world's wheat. And now this stock has vanished from the global markets. Reports say 50 million people around the world are waiting for supplies. If the exports do not resume, they will all starve. The United States is demanding that Russia lift the blockade. They're not alone in making this demand. The G7 too is blaming Russia. They say Russia's actions have raised the risk of a hunger crisis. So what is Moscow's response? Well, they're hitting back at the West. Russia is blaming Western sanctions for disrupting food supplies.
But after the 24th of February, what we saw was an absolute bacchanal against our country alone. Today, so far in total, there are more than 10,000 sanctions. The result of this is that transport routes have been cut off. There is a logistical crisis. There are threats to Russian ships and they can't get out of ports. There is also a problem with freight and insurance, limits on international commercial accounts. This isn't even a full list.
Seems like Russians are more worried about their own exports. The fact is that the world needs both Ukraine and Russia to start supplying food again. Before the war, these countries supplied more than 30% of the world's wheat, more than 17% of the world's corn, and almost 80% of the world's sunflower oil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been negotiating with Moscow. He wants the blockade in Ukraine to be lifted, but Russia refuses to make concessions. They first want some sanctions relief. A statement has come out of Moscow. Dmitry Medvedev has spoken out. He's the former president of Russia. Right now, he's a senior security official. And I have that statement with me. This is what he says. Our country is ready to fulfill its obligations in full, but it also expects assistance from trading partners. Otherwise, there's no logic. On the one hand, insane sanctions are being imposed against us. On the other, they're demanding food supplies. Things don't work like that. We are not idiots. That's what he says. We are not idiots. So neither side is prepared to relent. And this standoff puts millions of lives at risk. What happens when shortages become worse? There'll be hoarding of grains, especially in the rich countries. Yesterday, India too spoke out at the United Nations. It warned against the hoarding of food grains. And this is what India said, and I'm quoting again. We have already seen to our great cost how these principles were disregarded in the case of COVID-19 vaccines. Open markets must not become an argument to perpetuate inequity and promote discrimination. A fractured global order will make the food crisis worse. Food is not a weapon. Food should not be a weapon. It's a victim of the war in Ukraine, and it's now being used to score political points.